Welcome to yet another fun-filled week of 15 minutes of your life that you will never, ever, ever get back. No, sir. No, madam. No way. It is now time for the Chuck69.com podcast. My name is King Chuck. Entertain my loyal 3, 4, 5, 6, somewhere around there fans with 15 minutes of news and information that you need. Yes. Yes, indeed. And what a big week it has been for Detroit radio. Lots of big changes going around. Of course, the biggest change this week, Doug is dead. Doug 93.1 ceased to exist last week. Cumulus Media replaced that station with a brand new station called Nash FM. Now, Nash FM is, yes indeed, it's country music. Part of the national rollout of the Nash format that is supposed to be the next big, cool, groovy thing in country music. Of course, the first station that Nash was launched on was in, not Detroit, but New York City. Of course, Cumulus purchased a former religious station owned by that religious wacko who said that the world was going to end in 2011. Remember that guy? Yeah. Well, what happened was Family Stations, the parent company, sold a ton of stations to various interests, and Cumulus purchased 94.7 out of Newark, which, of course, has some signal in New York City. Now, New York City is not a good market for country music. I mean, they hadn't had a country music station in 20 years. And it's got a, I mean, it, come on. That city has a huge rock and roll following. I mean, can you imagine that, you know, 40 years ago, almost 40 years ago, there was a little club there in New York City called CBGB's, Country Bluegrass and Blues. And it wasn't doing well. And then its owner decided, you know, there's some rock bands I want to play there. And the rest is history. And that's why CBGB's became a rock and roll club. It's because country music is not great for a big city like New York City. It's amazing that you look at New York City, and the only rock station that whole city has is Q104, which is classic rock. So you get to hear Lynyrd Skynyrd, but nothing from, you know, the more modern rock bands of today, like Cage the Elephant or Pearl Jam or Rage Against the Machine, you know, any of those bands. They're homeless in New York. Biggest market for radio in the United States. And that's what big radio is doing. Now, in the case of Detroit, you know, here's the thing. WYCD is the top station in town, okay? 99.5 has been number one for a little while. And the reason why is because, number one, they got no competition. And number two, people just love country music. Country music is a hot format these days. Hotter than top 40. Not to mention the fact that a lot of country music fans, you know, they don't really have a whole lot of access to the internet. I'll bet you some of them are stuck on good old-fashioned 56K. Remember 56K? Does anybody still have it? But, you know, you got to remember that Detroit has 8 Mile. And there's a lot of white trash in that stretch of road. I mean, I once ate at a seafood place many years ago on 8 Mile. And I swear to God, everybody was pure white trash. It was like being an extended version of Mancelona in northern Michigan. Everybody was pure white trash. I mean, even that seafood place we went to, which in the I think the place was like Bert and Jesse's or something like that. The building looked like a strip club. It was purple. In the inside, the place had seen better days. And guess what radio station they had on? Yep, 99.5 WYCD. Let me tell you a little something about country music. Country music radio stations. Country music radio stations do well when you have heritage. In the case of 93.1, Nash FM will not be a success. I can guarantee you that. And the reason why is because 99.5 is locally programmed and they've been around longer. They've been around for 20 years. So they know what the hell they're doing. Whereas 93.1, well, guess what? 93.1 is basically a satellite format that that's going to have a lot of voice track jocks and virtually no local identity. It's just to take some reins away from 99.5, so their other properties like WJR and WDVD will probably see higher spots in the ratings. You know? Now, the death of Doug FM. Now, Doug didn't do very well. I mean, they did okay. I mean, they were a mid-pack station. I mean, it's going to benefit WOMC, I'm pretty sure. WOMC will benefit, and so will maybe WNIC and a few other stations. But personally, I kind of like Doug FM. It's, you know, I hate country music with a passion. You know, and there's other examples, too, as to why I think Nash FM will bomb in Detroit. Heritage country stations do well. Just look at Grand Rapids, B93. They've been around for 20 years. They know what they're doing. Even though, you know, yeah, they had that slight controversy a couple years ago with that country bash, you know, the birthday bash when it was at the, in Ionia, with all their cars flooded in. I mean, hey, all they had to do was move the event to Martin. No problem since. Of course, 131 ends up being a parking lot as a result, but, you know, you can GPS your way around it. But, you know, and of course, look at Traverse City, WTCM. They've been a country music station now for 40 years. WLDR, you know, they've been doing country. I mean, let's face it, they've had, I mean, TCM has seen country music, I mean, a lot of competition over the years. You know, remember the B94.3, B92.5. Now, the reason why that station was created was because Northern Broadcast wanted WKLT to be the top station. They were number two. So having a little flanker station would kill some of WTCM's ratings, but it did not work. Because here's what happened. Some of WAIR's ratings, the station it replaced, end up going to KLT anyway. Or WCCW. So, it didn't work. I mean, KLT has never been at number one in the ratings. At least in recent years. So, they killed the B. But then, WLDR made the flip from AC to country music under the aegis of Roy Henderson. And, well, the thing is, there's a good reason. I mean, here's what Henderson did in the beginning. He hired away Ryan Dobry from WTCM. And guess what happened? That became kind of a big abortion because what happened was Dobry quit WLDR. Of course, she ended up on UFM. Of course, now she's pretty much done with radio for now. And there's a huge difference between those two stations. You know, WTCM is locally owned, locally programmed. A lot of jocks who have been at the station for, you know, longer than I've been alive. And WLDR? Well, let's see here. The station is not locally programmed. It's all from Westwood One, except for mornings, and the fact that they broadcast in digital, which Henderson thinks is a major advantage. No, it's not. It's a signal killer, and you know people are not going to come up with $100 to, you know, switch over to HD radio. I mean, when you got cell phones that can, you know, stream any radio station on Earth, or you know, Slacker and Pandora and all these other guys. I mean, people want do want local. Seriously. So that's why TCM's at number one. And, you know, Doug FM, you know, they'll probably end up having the same ratings Doug had. So, there you go, folks. Enough about country music, because it's not my cup of tea. But I'm a rock and roll guy. And this is the second big news story in Detroit. The rumor is going around that Drew and Mike will be going to WCSX. Now, here's the story. Drew and Mike were at the Riff until May, when it was announced that Dave and Chuck the Freak, formerly of 89X, moved to WRAF. Okay? Now, what happened was Drew, and Drew only, ended up in the newly launched 105.1, the old sports talk station that is programmed with ESPN. Now, the problem is, so far, the ratings for that station have been anemic, and Drew's ratings have tumbled. Now, of course, Mike was not included in the contract. So now, this week, some major announcements. WCSX announced that Ken Calvert, that station's morning guy, was retiring, although he would still continue on with a weekend show on that station. And another big rumor going up, coming from the Big Daddy himself, Arthur P. Bebe! He said on his Facebook that Drew and Mike, he knows for sure that Drew and Mike will end up on that station. And that Greer Media was forcing Ken Calvert out of a job because he was old and he was old enough to retire and they're a bunch of cheap bastards. Now, my personal opinion is it would be a great move for WCSX because Drew and Mike have gotten old over the years. WRAF, you know, they report to the trades as an active rocker, but they're older skewing than most other active rockers. They play bands that don't fit on the active rock format, like Led Zeppelin or Lynyrd Skynyrd or Bob Seger. I mean, those guys aren't active rock. They're classic rock. And so many people have said that they're more of a mainstream rocker than they are an active rocker, and I agree. But here's the thing. The reason why 105.1 has been a complete abortion so far is plain and simple. It's because of their contract with ESPN. Now, I understand ESPN is the biggest name in sports, but when you're thinking about Detroit, a huge sports market where all the major, you know, they got all the major leagues have teams there. It's like, okay. So when Mike and Mike in the Morning are talking about, you know, LeBron James and the Miami Heat, or they're talking about the Chicago Cubs, or talking about the Cleveland Browns or the Green Bay Packers or any of these other teams, nobody in Detroit's listening. Nobody. Nobody cares. And the reason why is because Detroiters are so adamant about their own teams. I mean, if they want somebody to talk about those other teams, they want it from a Detroiter's perspective. Okay? They don't want a national show like Mike and Mike talking about Detroit and maybe even blasting the Red Wings. Because, you know, ESPN had, I mean, for years, blasted the Red Wings. Oh, the Red Wings are old. Oh, it's a sad thing that they're getting a new stadium because the city's in bankruptcy. Oh, no. Well, until 105.1 gets some major contracts to air Detroit sports teams, they're going to be down in the dumps. And it's not going to help Drew. And I agree. Drew and Mike need to be reunited. I mean, it's hard to believe. They had a number one show in Detroit, and it's basically become like the Jay Leno show on NBC. No listeners, nobody cares, nobody. 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 So, there you have it, folks. That, I agree with good old Arthur P. Drew and Mike will be at WCSX pretty soon. All right, good week and good luck, everyone. I will talk to you next week.